Papaya Riot is an indie pop rock band that composes original music. Named Best Band in El Paso in 2015 by The City Magazine, Papaya Riot is comprised of Moni Alvarado, Jenny Lucero, Estefania Robles Conde, and B. Cruz. Today, we welcome Papaya Riot to the studio. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's so nice to have you here. So you all are playing as part of the Wise Latina conference that's happening today. We were talking kind of earlier about the concept and the theme of how you all tie into it. And of course, it's called Tapestry of Evolution, Strength, Power, and Influence. But really, it's focused on redefining the meaning of wealth. And Jenna, you had made some comments about the notion of the starving artist.
Right. Growing up, you know, you're told that if you want to be an artist, you're going to be poor. Because how are you going to make money? How are you going to make money expressing yourself?
Right.
And so that kind of discourages you. And, you know, maybe it makes you study something that you think is going to make you money.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in my journey as making music, I thought, you know, only I am going to be in charge of how successful and far I go. And I think that attending this conference is really inspiring us because it's redefining the meaning of wealth and inspiring us to continue our dreams because our music is so important to us and we feel like it's also a inspiration for other people to also want to express themselves and get out there. And for us to be able to attend this conference and see that we can be successful in what we love to do and be passionate and still be able to provide for ourselves, it's really encouraging and inspirational.
Right, because you talk about redefining wealth. I mean, to be a musician, you don't have to be Madonna or some world famous. I mean, you can make a living being a musician, doing it on a much smaller scale. But for some reason, you're only told you can only be some big mega star. But, you know, whatever's in between somehow doesn't matter or isn't attainable. But really, that's where most of us are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What is wealth to you? Where would you be happy?
Creating memories, creating a language that you can share with other people or experiences where you can also see people living through your own
experience.
Knowledge and experience. Yeah, just seeing an example, being an example for people to say it can be done. You can do it.
And I think wealth is also fulfillment. You know, you get the love of what you're doing and that's all you need. You know, you don't need millions of bucks. You feel like a million bucks after that fulfilling experience.
You can't get paid to be happy.
Exactly.
That's so true.
But you can be paid in happiness.
Yeah, definitely.
I agree.
So you all are all multi-instrumentalists. Well, how does that happen? And then how do you all find each other? Did you find each other?
Well, Jen found us.
First, I think we found each other through a lot of love for music and a lot of wonderful people. There's a wonderful music community. A lot of people connect with different people to create music. And I met a friend at a reggae show one night, and he said, "Hey, let's play, let's jam out." And I was like, "Okay, I have my accordion." And eventually we got connected with other musicians. And, you know, it's kind of like finding someone to be in a relationship with because
right.
you're always with them.
Mm-hmm.
And you're really sharing such intimate things about yourself, whether it's through the music or through the words, or they see what happens to you before and after practice. And they see you struggle. They see you laugh.
You deal with them as if they were your family. Like, you have to tell each other, "Hey, you're screwing up here," or "You got to do this right," blah, blah, blah. It's just like a family. You don't really choose them. You just kind of...
Whoever works best with
you
keep them around.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we've come together through that love of music and then also just being around really amazing people and inspirational people who have encouraged us to move forward.
So I'm having a hard time asking this question because I want to say, you know, you all are an all-female group. And the question's always, well, what's it like to be a woman in music? But it's not that. It's what's it like to play music?
Just be a musician. Yeah, exactly. Be fulfilled and have good times and being able to express our musical selves and, you know, just that art and have that be put out there for the world. It's really a great thing.
Yeah. I mean, you bring up gender, and it's something that's really always in our face.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want it to be because we just want to be seen as musicians.
Right.
But at the same time, we notice sometimes when we go to shows that we're the only girls playing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. There are some amazing women musicians who are
Absolutely.
Playing shows today. They are. But still, as we continue our path playing shows, we still notice that not a lot of women are playing out, mm-hmm. especially in El Paso. And we want to kind of show girls that they can play and mm-hmm. that they should play. And if they want to play, quickly, I'll explain. I'm a percussionist. I was at a family party. I was playing the drums, showing, and all the kids were like, yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. let's play the drums. And all the little boys were hitting those drums as hard as they wanted to and hitting the cymbals and playing it as crazy as they wanted to. And I noticed a little girl who mm-hmm. was like looking and she was kind of scared. She wanted to hit that drum, but she didn't. And after everyone left, mm-hmm. she comes up to me and she's like, can you show me how to play a beat? Oh. And I was like, yes, I will. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, sit down. You're going to, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And she started getting it. And she started, all of a sudden I saw like this flower just like mm-hmm. bloom in her. And I was like, keep on. You can hit it. It's okay if you make a mistake. It's okay if it's not the right sound you wanted. You can do it again.
And it's okay to look ridiculous.
It's okay.
That's the best part of it, yeah. right? Yeah.
And that's what we fear.
Being able to laugh at yourself, too.
Yeah, being able to examine yourself and say, hey, this is what I do. How can I do it better? Mm-hmm. How can I enjoy myself? How can I show people I'm enjoying myself? A lot of times we're too scared to express ourselves. What are people going to think? Mm-hmm. Are they going to judge me? Am I even good enough?
We can be our own worst critics sometimes.
We really can. I think we, as all females, we want to show people like that really anyone can play music. Anyone who wants to play. And it doesn't matter if you are a male, a female. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, yellow.
You got a beat. You got to get it out.
You have it. Yeah. You can do it. You can do it.
And speaking of, we got a kind of like a little sneak peek of your first single that's coming out, Azalea. Will you tell us about that or what's the plan going forward?
Honestly, one of our favorite things to do is jam for hours. I don't know, just for hours and record. And sometimes we're just playing and we'll hear something that can be a song and we'll just get inspired by it. And the next practice we'll go over that little part again and then build up more on it. And then suddenly we got lyrics for it and we got the melody for it. So Azalea was one of those songs that it just came out
on
really
a Friday night,
beautiful,
just hanging out from a jam.
And going back and listening to that jam that we recorded, which I always think is an important thing, that we record our jam sessions.
You don't forget.
How
do
you
could
lose
remember
some
that?
Really good stuff. Yeah. And so that was one of, I think I might have recorded it, and I was like, guys, listen to it. Let's listen to it. Like, let's try to do this and build it into a song.
How do you know when you found it? I mean, because you were like, we have to listen to it.
Because you're grooving to it.
Yeah, I'm grooving to it. Yeah, so I'm like, too. I think everyone might like this. So I'm playing it, and I see their eyes like bright, lighten up and brighten up. And it's like, yeah, this is a good song. Okay, let's flesh it out. Yeah, let's roll with it.
I remember the first day we were jamming that song, and Steffi was doing something on the piano, and usually I play piano, and so I was like, do I play something else, or should I do something else? But then I'm like, well, what is Steffi playing? And I looked at what she was playing on, you know, in the treble part of the piano, and I was like, I'm going to play bass to that. And then I just saw what she was playing and I put the right notes to it and I complimented it. Mm-hmm. And when Moni sent me the recording, I was like, wow, it sounds cool.
Yeah. Is it ever like, how did that
And so
come
they're
out?
Sharing the piano. She's on the bass side and she's on the treble side. Yeah. And it's really cool. And at first, Steffi was like, I don't know. Like, is that cool? I was like, that's great. I love it. I think that would be awesome.
You can do whatever you want. Yeah. And Steffi kind of like said, I like this sound. And then I was going through something and I wrote some lyrics down in my head because I was thinking, well, there's only one part where we sing and the lyrics are very simple.
Yeah, it's not a typical song. It's like it starts like an instrumental. And then there's not singing until the very end.
Like
I think it's cool. Yeah. I think it's just like a different type of song. You know, mm-hmm. why not?
And we kind of repeat those few little sentences over and over. But the words are really meaningful to me personally mm-hmm. because what I was going through at the time, I was like, wow, everyone wants love. Mm-hmm. And when you hear the song, it's going to resonate. Everyone wants to be loved, but it's hard for us to give in to the love and to give the love.
Be vulnerable.
And mm-hmm. it's like, geez. How can we move forward? Maybe the song will inspire someone to be like, you know what? Maybe I can give in a little. Maybe I can give some more love, or maybe I can let someone love me.
Mm-hmm. And you all have quite the fusion of instruments because there's a box drum, there's a violin, mm-hmm. there's an accordion, there's keyboards. How did that grouping come together? Is that just what you happen to play? How did you play the accordion? Were you playing the accordion as a kid? Or?
Oh, she has a great story.
Oh, someone gave me the accordion at Lucy's Cafe.
At an older man.
California. California, like, Travelodge.
The Travelodge,
yeah,
the original.
OG.
Yeah.
OG,
yes.
It's a good sign.
Yeah. And I had been training since I was little as a percussionist, but when he told me he had an accordion, I was like, sure, I'll take it. And it took me 2 years to pick it up even and try. That was kind of the only instrument I had for a while. So I would just take it. Guys, I'm here with my accordion. It's 30 pounds, and I sometimes don't know what I'm playing. Yeah. But they embraced me and my accordion, and I thought a band wouldn't.
I think all of us embraced with whatever we had. Hey, this is my background. This is my story. This is what
I'm coming from.
How can we work it? And it took a long time for us to be like, hey, you know what? It's starting to be something that I really like. Yeah. You know, our sound is really
different. Cool.
Yeah.
And people have enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. People have come up and tell us that they enjoy it because it sounds different.
Well, and you can see that, you know. I mean, it's been fun. I remember you guys at Chalk the Block and the jellyfish. It was like this magical moment.
It was.
And then to see from that, or just, you know, maybe a few years ago or last year, I can't remember.
Two, right?
I think so. To then now, you know, you guys are playing the city and like everybody knows who you are and you're in this cool progression. So, I mean, if you haven't heard Papaya Riot, you have a chance to see you today at 4 o'clock.
Yeah. At Dome Bar.
At Dome. So it's a perfect setting. You're under the beautiful Tiffany glass.
Definitely.
Yes.
And you'll be there playing. And it's completely free, right? To see the session?
Free. Mm-hmm.
So come down to the Dome Bar today at 4 o'clock and see Papaya Riot. And thank you so much for the preview of Azalea. That's quite the treat.
You're welcome. Thank you
for sharing.
Of course. Good luck with the recording of your album. And come back when it's out.
Awesome. We will.
We will.
Yeah. Thank you.
Today, my guests have been Papaya Riot.